The artist, Lee Bontecue, speaking in 1988 at the Skowhegan School of Painting and Sculpture.
At this time, I was trying to search out for my own language, my own statement. I started to actually try to weld pieces, little frames, little boxes, and stretch any kind of material in between. Later on, I pushed that idea further, using different colored materials and then getting a depth and finding that I could get a space that could go endless.
Lee Bontecue's work is regarded as very mysterious today. Its meaning remains quite open to interpretation, a matter of personal projection.
Curator Anne Temkin.
There's this wonderful deep opening in its center. You almost feel like you're looking at a volcano from a bird's eye view. You don't know where that hole ends, and you don't know what might be contained within it. Bontecue creates that sense of mystery by what she builds up around that opening, which is this marvelous combination of fabric attached to these very irregular shapes, all pushing outward and making a very strong abstract composition. There is a kind of roughness and ready-made quality to what Bontecue worked with, industrial materials that she was able to cut and weld together in this very gritty, tough sculpture. Her work has the feel, to me, of downtown New York in the 1950s and 60s. Bontecue could go out into the street and within a few blocks of her studio collect all sorts of trash and discarded materials that really allowed her to make her art out of her neighborhood, to make her art a thing of place as well as of her own imaginary vision.